Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
And welcome to a Thursday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this Thursday afternoon.
Brian is fine. He is fine.
He is not locked in Evan's basement. No, he is alive and well. I've spoken to him earlier today.
But you can't talk to him.
I can talk to him.
You can. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But they can.
Yeah, they can. Not today.
Believe me.
It's okay. He's off in improving signals and doing the things that Brian does best. And then just being all around asset to this network of radio stations you're listening to right now on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. As always, I am holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side. Brian is back in Wisconsin. I can confirm that as well. I know that to be true. And so he's off hard at work this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board with me and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. And one of the subjects that I alluded to yesterday that I want to give a little bit more airtime to, because I feel like, and don't get me wrong, yesterday's conversation was excellent. We had a long discussion about absentee ballot drop boxes and then the ruling last week from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, as well as this week's decision to deadlock 3-3 on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, providing further guidance on those. An update on that story, Megan Wolf, the administrator for the Wisconsin Elections Commission, came out today with guidance saying that you should mail individually your own absentee ballot. So that is the recommendation from the WEC's administrator, Megan Wolf, who has been criticized by Republicans, but pretty much promoting a wish of the Republicans on the Wisconsin Elections Commission with that guidance. So that's a little bit more about yesterday's show. If you missed any portion of it, you can go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab, go down to Dueling Tangents. But what I want to talk about today is the Tim Michaels rise in the GOP gubernatorial primary to essentially be the front runner now. He was leading in the latest Marquette University poll, although it was within the margin of error. Still a ton of undecided voters in that primary. But it was the first poll that he was in, because the previous Marquette University poll before that came out right after Michaels had announced. So the polling details were released, but the time that the poll was taken, I believe, was like the same exact time that Michaels announced his candidacy. And so he didn't show up in those polls. This was the first poll last month that Michaels had shown up in. And he was statistically within the margin of error, but leading the pack of the GOP gubernatorial primary candidates. Since then, Kevin Nicholson has dropped out. He was polling at about 10%. Last week, I had on Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Dan and I kind of have a little bit of a concurrence that we believe that 10% that was supporting Kevin Nicholson probably most likely to go and back Tim Michaels in that. So we don't have the scientific polling that will back that up yet, but that is Dan and I's inclination. And so I want to talk a little bit more about Tim Michaels, because the state hasn't really talked about him a whole lot since 2004, when he ran against U.S. Senator Russ Feingold and lost that statewide election. This is his first dip back into politics, and he's running what I would classify as an interesting campaign, because Tim Michaels, he's in a little bit of an enigma to me with the way that he's running. He wants to win, and so this is what he needs to do. If he wants to be governor, he needs to win in a exceedingly more polarized Republican Party than ever before, And we see a lot of candidates having to go pretty far right to be able to win in Republican primaries. There's not a whole lot of outcry for moderation when it comes to Republican primaries of late. Since 2016, Republican candidates have been getting more and more extreme. But Tim Michaels wants to be able to win the Republican primary and then go on and beat incumbent Governor Tony Evers in November's general election. And I feel like he's kind of trying to take the Glenn Youngkin route in Virginia. It seems like he got Trump's endorsement. He must have, at some point, traveled down to Mar-a-Lago. I don't know the specifics on how he was the one that came away with that endorsement, seeing that we had a one candidate in the race that is literally the author of the legislation that would decertify Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes from the 2020 election. State Representative Tim Rantham, running his entire candidacy for the Republican gubernatorial primary, essentially on that topic. And he didn't get Trump's endorsement. The other Tim did, Tim Michaels. And so Tim Michaels got the former guy's endorsement. He's clear in that lane that he can tout that where he wants to tout it. But he seems to be trying to walk this tightrope that is maybe not answering questions. He skipped out on the Green Bay Republican primary debate a few weeks ago. I believe it was not last Monday, but the previous Monday. So it's been some time that he just chose that he wasn't going to attend. Kevin Nicholson went, Tim Rantham went, and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish went. But Tim Michaels had other campaign events that day, so he decided he wasn't going. He's keeping away from, he's keeping himself sheltered, in my opinion, almost, from the Republican voters. He very much is, he's got Trump's endorsement, and now he's kind of weighing back and forth of, well, where do you stand on these issues? And sometimes he's just refusing to answer. Like, he's just not going to rule out a proposition to decertify the state's 2020 election results. Again, something legal experts say is impossible. Something legal experts say cannot be done. But the presumptive frontrunner now in the GOP gubernatorial primary here in Wisconsin, Tim Michaels, is saying, well, I won't rule out signing a bill to do something that legal experts say cannot be done. Tim Michaels is open to entertaining and reading about that and potentially signing it. He wasn't there at the GOP primary when they were asked a question of whether or not the election was stolen. I have a feeling he doesn't really want to answer that question. There's another story over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline. Tim Michaels now says he is not against contraception during a campaign stop in Green Bay. Reading from that piece, Sophia Voigt and Molly Beck contributing to it, the Republican candidate for governor leading in state polling now says he's, quote, not against contraception after previously refusing to say whether he would sign legislation banning emergency contraceptives known as Plan B. I am against abortion. I am not against contraception. Tim Michaels, a construction executive endorsed by former President Donald Trump, told USA Today Network Wisconsin in an interview Tuesday when asked whether he would sign a bill as governor banning Plan B. Again, on previous shows, we've talked about how there are Republican attorneys now that are broadcasting what their plans are to even further roll back access to abortion in the state of Wisconsin if they receive a Republican ally in the governor's mansion or they get a supermajority of Republican legislators in 2023. And so Tim Michaels is now saying, well, I'm not against contraception. I'm not going to do that. But he previously wouldn't answer it. And it's, I think it's critical that we're talking a little bit more about who Tim Michaels is because, again, he's leading in the Republican polling. He very well could be the Republican nominee for governor here in Wisconsin this fall. And he seems to not want to answer a lot of questions, or he seems to have a pretty conflicted past. And he wants you to think that he's a down-to-earth guy. He's in a truck driving around the state of Wisconsin.
I got a flannel on.
He's got a flannel on. He grows out the mutton chops every now and then. That's Brian's favorite. Just, oh yeah, if I don't shave, I am more relatable to working class people. That's what Tim Michaels thinks.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
It's at least what his advisors are telling him, because I don't know. I don't think he has a great beard, but
it's called code switching. You know, when a candidate goes to different areas.
Is it code switching when you have to grow out a full beard for it, though?
I think that counts. Yeah.
You think that counts?
Yeah. And now in the age of, you know, the internet age, you can't hide this stuff. You know, Bill Clinton used to go down south and really ham it up, like, "Hey, y'all, Bill Clinton here."
He's from Arkansas, though.
But I mean, he would really ham it up, you know.
Oh yeah, I would. He also went to Yale or Harvard or both, or so I'm sure that there's a lot of people like with pasts like that that I believe yes could code switch. I believe absolutely that Tim Michaels code switches. He owns mansions in Connecticut. He is not fully, I guess, if you ask him, but he's been living in New York for the good part of the last decade. He will say that he was here more than 50%. He was here 51% of the time. But he's essentially lived on the East Coast for the last decade. And so I'm sure he's great at code switching. I'm very well, I believe that Tim Michaels is that kind of, you know, country club Republican mindset. He's very cordial to you, but then he toes the party line when it comes to all of the things that Republicans are broadcasting they want to do if they get a supermajority or win the governor's mansion in Wisconsin in 2023. And it's interesting. I don't know how we're not talking about him a little bit more, because he is, and how he's allowed to not answer these questions. And I'm glad the USA Network... Yeah, I'm glad the USA Today Network here in Wisconsin pinned him down on an answer for contraceptions, because we're going to talk a little bit about some of those updates further on in the show, but that's not something you just can not answer. When journalists and the public want to know, you have to be answering those questions. And Tim Michaels, some other aspects of his past as well, kind of where he was the president of a trades union, or not trades union, excuse me, a trades lobbying firm, though. And he just claims he did not know the background of the lobbyists that were, or the goals of the lobbyists that he was on the board of. And so we'll talk about it a little bit more, as well as taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian, but with the Evan on the board. And we'll be right back.
Who is this kid?